Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. We have a theme today that a lot of people are resonating with because of the economic situation in our nation and actually in many, many parts of the globe. My guest today is Al Weatherhead. The title of his publication is The Power of Adversity. Tough times can make you stronger, wiser, and better. Mr. Weatherhead, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donna. I'm delighted to be with you.
Now, I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You are a man that has achieved quite a bit. In fact, many people might hear your story, and without knowing a lot of the details that you have very courageously given in this book, The Power of Adversity, they would envy you. They'd say, aren't you lucky? Well, there's more to it than luck. We're going to find out about that. But you're the chairman and CEO of Weatherhead Industries in Ohio. You're a private manufacturer of plastic closures for food, spice, pharmaceutical, and nutraceutical products. You also are the president of the Weatherhead Foundation, the founder of the Weatherhead East Asian Institute at Columbia University, founder of the Weatherhead Center for International Affairs at Harvard, founder of the Weatherhead Pet Center for Preventing and Reversal of Heart Disease, University of Texas, Houston. And you're also the founder of the Weatherhead School of Management, Case Western Reserve University. Now, you worked with a gentleman, Fred Feldman, who has been a writer for most of his life, and he's been an award-winning creative consultant, been involved with Fortune 500 companies. How did the two of you ever get together? You seem like you were from different worlds entirely.
It was just sheer luck and the grace of the good Lord. As we say, we met in New York through a friend, and we hit it off remarkably well. This book needed polishing, and Fred and I spent a week or so polishing up. It has had 7 years of my efforts trying to get it to the point that it was ready for publication, and the publishers all kept saying it needs to be sharpened, it needs to be sharpened. And when you've written for 7 years and a million words and an exaggeration, you're crushed by the lack of reception.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get the purpose, the whole purpose is to show by example the audience, the reader, that yes, you can go through adversity and you can make the most of it. You can be very, very happy and successful. Don't hide from adversity because it chases you every day to see how you're going to respond. And when you're doing something, the beginning is the most important part of any work, for that is the time in which the character is being formed. So you are forming your own character, and adversity helps you form character.
I agree with you 100%. I think that there is such a misconception today, and much of it is promoted on so many levels, that you're supposed to add water, mix, and you've got it in 30 seconds. It doesn't work that way because
never.
Life is a journey. And I don't say that lightly. To discover who we are, what we are, we have to go through that journey and understand that the kicks in the teeth may require us to go to what I call the universal dentist every once in a while, and maybe we have to have some replacements. But the truth is, we often don't pay attention until adversity hits us because we don't see or perceive. We live in very narrow margins of perception so frequently, and I can raise my hand to that one. But let's talk about you. Here you are, a man. You don't really ever have to worry about money. But the journey of life that you've gone through, it isn't about the money. The journey that you've experienced, I think, is so rich and so full. Let's step back in time a little bit. Let's go back to how you opened up your book. You started off, we're not meant to be happy. We're meant to grow. Now, some people listening to that today may go, oh, good grief, what are we going to get here? Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, let me describe money to you. There are three things you can do with money. You can spend it, you can give it away, where you can pay taxes. And it does not buy happiness, nor does it buy health or love or all of the things that I as an individual, you, Don, as an individual, want to strive for, to achieve for ourselves. So
that's true.
It's very true. You try buying a new leg or a new head, and it's impossible. You have to rely on the good doctors to help you.
Very true. What did you mean when you said, and of course you've got a chapter devoted to this, we're not meant to be happy. We're meant to grow.
Growing is the most important fact of life from the time you're born and throughout your whole, I hope, a lifelong century of completeness, of fulfillment. You become happy by fulfilling the things that you mentally aspire to, that you see. You have a vision, a mental vision in your mind that tells you what you really want to do in life. Do you want to be a school teacher? Do you want to be a farmer? Whatever. Like I wanted to do nothing all my life. Since 1928, that's all I ever wanted to do was be in manufacturing. It was just I fell in love with this lifestyle, and I go into my factories or any of the factories I've ever worked in and say, gee, look at that. Why, I can improve that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're improving, constantly improving, making you better for other people.
Yes, and that's true. Now, part of your journey, the beginning of your journey, not in totality, but a significant part of your journey, when it really started creating a lot of irritants in your life was when you had a falling out with your father regarding his company, the potential opportunity of you being in the company, and the whole scenario about your dad and the involvement there. That was quite impressive, and I think this is really important because you're sharing a part of your life a lot of people would never share with anybody.
Well, then what I'm doing is sharing with people, and you get through all of these bits of adversity. At the time, you don't particularly like it, but you say, well, all right, I'm going to take this adversity and wring it by the neck and enjoy it and make sure that I am going to accomplish what I set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the exciting things, as I reflect, initially not working for Dad since I'd been going to his factory as a 3-year-old kid, I said I was the longest heir apparent, or the prince waiting to take over. I think it was about 38 years, 28
mm-hmm.
or 30 years. And I said, gee, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I got thrown out, dumped on the hard concrete. The bump hurt all over. And I had to start. I went and said, well, fine, I'll start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from the automobile industry to the plastics industry. Knew little or nothing about it, but I just had a thrill a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Walking and working in the factory and enjoying building things, developing these closures that your audience, bless them, is using every single day. Then shaking and pouring and sprinkling and taking vitamins and anything else that they take in life.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important that when we do get dumped out on the concrete, like you so very nicely described, if we can sort of pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, as the old song says,
right,
it enables us to say, all right, where do I go from here? What do I do? And it's okay if we get mad or we get upset for a little bit of time, but get over it. Move on. Don't blame other people. Get the show on the road, however you have to do it. And that's what you did. And part of it was because you were so mad at your dad. You just said, this is terrible that you did this to me. And it took you a long time to get through all of the frustrations with him. But your dad also was an alcoholic, and you had two brothers. And the patterning of alcoholism went through the entire family. And you eventually overcame that, but that was another part of your journey, too, was dealing with what you called your demons.
Absolutely. Alcohol is the most unreliable yet persuasive of all demons I think I know, in that you can hide or put yourself in a closet in the fog of a good binge drunk. And I love the fact that when I gave my AA leads that I put myself a niche above others, say, yes, I was a periodic drunk, and that was a kind of my exclusive little club until Jack Ball said to me, look, Al, you're nothing but a drunk who is periodically sober. And what a nip in the butt, what a pinch in the butt, in the rear.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, yes, I am a full-time alcoholic. So through the good graces of AA and the association, the friendship, the interchange of the experiences, then I can now I leave alcohol alone. He can stay in the closet, and I'm not going in after it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that's another part of the journey. That's what makes your book so interesting. Now, let's talk about your company a little bit, because you had really used your dad in a way as a form of leverage. Your father was a brilliant man. He had a tremendous amount of patents, and he had been very, very successful. You yourself started your own company, and you said the company that you started lacked revenue-generating patents. But eventually, it took just one patentable invention. That was in 1983.
Correct.
That just, your company just took off like a Star Trek special. And it's called the Weathercam Flapper. Now, all of us, every single one of us, has something in our house that your company produces. These are lids. These are like on the spice. I just was using it this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much.
Spices, where you put up those, you flip up the lid, and you've got on one side, you've got an open hole, on the other side, you've got little tiny holes. You know, you can scoop it out by the spoon, or you can, you know, do it shaking it. But you've got a whole line that is used by over 150 companies and all kinds of top companies, McCormick, Kraft, et cetera. We just take it for granted, and you're the man behind all of this.
Yes, and I have 100 or more wonderful helpers.
Yes.
And one of the most magnificent was the fascinating thing in the moment with the economic conditions you just described is that we have introduced a new Gen 2, as it's called, and that closure is like, because of the opening is wider than the prior or previous closures, and guess why? It's so that people in the economic climate can scoop back in the product that they've gotten out of there in order to save it and not spend more money on it. And I thought, boy, if you just listen to this business of ours, it tells you what the people are thinking and doing, and this has received a great big welcome because people want to save everything they can now and not spending money necessarily.
Your company, and I was talking about this last week, your company attitudes, you as the leader of the company, these are attitudes that you believe very strongly in, and I'm just going to quote directly from your book. In fact, I shared it with my husband this morning. As I mentioned to you before
Thank
we went
you.
On air, he's a manufacturer, and he said, this is absolutely the truth. It's what he believes. And I'm going to read it. It says, your factory is a living, breathing entity, pulsating with energy and in possession of a soul. When I'm in my factory and listening closely, I can hear its heartbeat, and not just in the rhythms of its machinery, but individually and collectively from the people who work within its walls. And you can walk into any factory, and you know whether that factory is winning or it's losing, because your positioning is the adversity that any company can experience. Is it going to run as a friction or as a fuel? And you say you can look into the faces of the people that are working there and know beyond a question of a doubt whether or not that factory is going to make it, because those human beings are the ones that keep the factory running. You can have all the robots in the world, but it's the people that aren't. And you say the bottom line must not be profit, because profit can only come as a fruit of the health and dreams of the human endeavor the factory represents. Management's responsibility then is to cultivate within the workplace an environment that lends itself to creativity, dreams, and a collective spirit larger than the sum of its paychecks and mechanical parts. Wow, just think of the automakers of this nation had an attitude like that, how they could turn things around in this country so fast. So many businesses that are out there. So if any of you manufacturers are listening, anybody that knows somebody in manufacturing, get them copies of this book, The Power of Adversity, for you to get to this point. Mr. Weatherhead, you went through challenges with rheumatoid arthritis. You went through the challenges of alcoholism. You are married to a lovely lady.
Absolutely.
That you've been married to for years. But prior to her, you had had failures in marriage. This is a story that I think when someone reads it, they need to have a highlighter in their hand so that they can use you as a mentor. This, I think it's so important for people to know that success cannot be just gauged by the dollar signs alone. It cannot be. What would you say to any American, any person in the world, because this is an international show, any person in the world that would hear this show that's in business for themselves, what would you want them to know?
What I would want them to know, to love their people, to stick with their people. As I have said all my life, any fool can put up a building and put machinery in it, and that's a factory with machinery making a product. But if you don't have the people, you have absolutely none, nothing. You want be, they want to trust you, and you want to trust them and listen to them and incorporate what it is they want to do and suggest. What I'm trying to say is that you get a spirit of entrepreneurship, more importantly, a spirit of ownership. When I walk through my own factory, it's as if the people there own it. They want to run it, and just, okay, you come in, Al, and you do what you want to do, and then just leave us alone. We know exactly what to do, and you will tell us if you think you can improve, or you will challenge us. And that is it's all psychological. It's a matter of dealing with psychology. I've never studied psychology, at least not in college. And as I've gone through life, this is what I've discovered about people. They have that innate ability to have a strong desire to be happy, to be successful, to be loving, and to be productive. And if you encourage this, then they take the bull by the horns or the horse by the reins, and off they go. And then you're the beneficiary. We're all beneficiaries of this type of effort.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Laying blame on people is just a total waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't said what you're going to do or why you're going to do it. And appearances before Congress, I would be ashamed if I had to appear before Congress of my lack of understanding, my empathy, my desires, my drives to be for people to be successful.
I loved the comment that you made in your book that when at one time you had a meeting with many people within your company, and the plant controller, as you were bantering around different ideas, he said, "Why are you bothering this? People are like cattle. You can herd them any way you want," and you fired him.
Right on the spot.
That I thought, hey, that's really great. I mean, that must have absolutely shocked him no end, but you knew that he was going to be a real big negative because he didn't believe in the principles you believed in.
Exactly. And then we were only maybe a handful of people just getting started. That was probably 1972.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. right then and there, you had the courage to let go of someone that you knew should not be a part of the team.
Exactly.
And I think that takes tremendous courage. I think because we live in such a litigious society today.
Well, it doesn't let me make my own statement. What you are doing, if you have someone to fire, you get rid of that person as rapidly as possible because you are responsible for the whole, as a group, as an industry, as an effort. I know when I worked for my dad in 1958, we had a horrible recession, and I laid off 220 people out of a workforce of 800 in Cleveland, and I was perhaps 1950, I was 33 years old, and I know there were some old-timers, some girls, and I did not know how to handle myself, because when I stood up, my knees shook so badly that I didn't want anybody to see that. When I raised my hands, they also shook badly, so I sat down and let them go with my hands locked between my knees in order that no one would know how difficult, how scary this was.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that the group that were left, some 600 said, "You're ruthless," and I said, "Hey, I'm not. If you want to call me ruthless, I accept that. But I am responsible for these people who are remaining behind to keep this company going."
Mm-hmm.
And as you look at it that way, you're taking care of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of the whole body.
And that's what has to be kept in mind.
Absolutely.
So coming from that side of management positioning, those that are the employees, if they are kept informed, nobody likes being fired. Nobody likes being laid off. In today's world, we're having a tremendous recession, and a lot of companies, for whatever reason, are having to reevaluate. Many of them will not survive because they don't know how to do this. And I think your book gives a lot of good information in it that can help that person. But it can apply also to the average individual. I think that dealing with adversity, you say adversity and fulfillment are two sides of the same coin. And I agree with you. It is amazing how when we can shift our thinking and look at something that has maybe knocked our emotional teeth to the moon and say, all right, how am I going to fix that? What am I going to do? Where can I take this and make it? How can I make it work for me? When you can do that, then you're going to be able to empower yourself. When you don't do that, if you stay in your pity pot, that's when you drown.
Exactly. And you're drowning fellow workers, fellow friends. So you have to take care of the whole. What we're talking about here is when you have a problem, whether it's a nice problem or a bad problem, you get together with people who are involved and ask them questions because they know as much, if not more, than you as the individual does who is making a decision. And Detroit, I know from experience, had 15 years ago, they had sat down and said, "We've got problems, guys. And girls, let's get busy, and you start to tell us what you think is in the best interest of our future, our future."
Mm-hmm.
Don't be paying yourself tremendous sums of money. Money doesn't mean anything. Some of the people in the factory are a lot smarter than the people in Detroit. They're certainly a lot smarter than I am because they work at these jobs
eight hours,
and then they take them home and work at them for 80 more hours. So that's the most important resource right within your grasp. I'm surprised that Washington and Congress didn't invite a group of the laboring class down for their view of what's going on in Detroit and how they would resolve these problems.
Well, regrettably, they don't have businesses of their own. I don't know of many in Congress. In many government positionings, I honestly do not know of any that I can think of at this time that have run a business of their own. How can they understand something they've had no association with?
Well, it's to me a matter of psychology. you represent the people in your district, so you go to them or have them come to you and say, now look, this, you've got to help me. I do not understand what is going on. That's a great admission. If you're able to make that admission, I do not understand, that perhaps is the most gracious gift you can have. Admit to people, well, I don't understand, I don't know anything about it, I know I'm in trouble, now come and help me out. And that, to me, is one of the more exciting phases or opportunities that you can achieve.
Oh, I agree. My goodness, you can't do it all.
You don't have the brain power.
That's right. And you may not even have the interest.
Exactly.
But somebody there does.
So, but you go and just seek out help.
Yes, and it
works.
And
make the admission, I need your help, please.
Mm-hmm. And when you can get different perspectives, then you can start wrapping your mind around thoughts, actions, possible procedures, solutions, resolutions that are going to enable you to move forward instead of staying in a mindset or in an environment that just keeps creating a sinkhole that there is no hope of getting out of if you continue the same patterning.
Well, I love your comparison to a sinkhole. You keep on sinking, you better hurry and get out or you won't be around.
That's for sure. But sinkholes can happen to any of us. Now, I know we're pretty close to getting out of time, but you have mentioning in your book, you've got 4 techniques to harness the power of adversity. You talk about attitude in the mind. You go into meditation, the art of letting go, communication, articulating the speech of the heart, and sharing, not managing. Don't confuse the need to control with love. And this was regarding personal relationships
right.
in your life. I think that your story has so much power in it, and I'm so pleased that we have been able to chat today. But I'd like to ask you, do you have a website regarding this? What is the website?
Power Adversity. I think it's in the back of the book, powerofadversity.com.
Great. And what will people find when they go to that website?
Oh, I was really surprised and pleased with the website that was designed for me. And they'll find all kinds of information about the book and various things that you can talk or places that you can find and discuss. And people are coming in with questions, and I'm trying to answer them. I don't have all the answers, so I have to stop and think. And if I can't, then I get somebody to help me.
Well, that is fabulous. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen listening, if you're in business, why not take advantage of this? This is a website where the real person, Al Weatherhead, who's been very, very successful in business, is opening up the opportunity for you if you want to ask a question. Go to his website, powerofadversity.com. Powerofadversity.com, because tough times, hey, I don't care whether we're in a recession or not in a recession. Tough times are tough times, but you can get through them. And in getting through them, you probably will become a stronger, better, wiser person that's going to be able to share your knowledge with other people at one point or another in your life. And Al Weatherhead, thank you so very much for being my guest today. It's been a real pleasure having you, and I wish you the best of success.
Thank you, Donna. I had a magnificent time. Thanks to you and your audience, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Well,
I'd love to
so
go
glad.
On and on and on. The time goes by.
Yes, it does. The time does go by. Again, go to thepowerofadversity.com. Those of you that are web savvy, use it. It's a marvelous tool. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, whoa, have I got some good things to share with you. Donna Sebo here. Don't forget, The Power of Adversity, Al Weatherhead, just like it sounds, Weatherhead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Join us at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo, Conference and Film Festival, February 13th through 16th at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. We are bringing together cutting-edge speakers including David Icke, Sonia Hoquette, celebrity and musician David Carradine, Danyon Brinkley, George Norrie, Sean David Morton, Vashali, and many more. Visit www.consciouslifeexpo.com. or call the box office 800-367-5777 for discounted tickets.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, those telephone lines are now open, and if you want to give me a buzz, want to chat, this is a good time to do it. Here are the toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And anyone in the world, even in the U.S., can call this other toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. And there's no such thing as a dumb question. Remember, I'm an information resource, and hey, I'm here to be utilized. It doesn't cost you a cent, so all you have to do is give me a call if that's what you want to do. Now, you're going to be hearing every day until the end of next week about the Conscious Life Expo. I'm appearing there, and if you're in the Los Angeles area and you're going to be able to come down to the Los Angeles Airport Hilton, please do. I'm going to be speaking at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Conscious Life Expo, and the lecture's free, so come on along. I'm going to be talking about mind power, and then I'm also going to have a booth there the entire weekend, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, and I'll be available for many consultations. No appointments, just come on by the booth and say hello, and if you want to spend time with me, great. I'm also going to have some wonderful gifts, some information on TTAP and OrthoTab. Oh, so many wonderful things going on. So let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my first name is Casey, and my initial is you,
and
I'm calling from Georgia.
From northern Georgia.
From northern Georgia. Where in northern Georgia?
I'm in the area right there above Atlanta called Norcross, and the area right there in between Norcross. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes, I have, and Georgia is a gorgeous, gorgeous state.
Yes, it is. I just moved here.
Oh, my goodness. The only thing I have against Atlanta is all the peach trees. That's the only thing. I never knew that there could be so many streets named Peach Tree, South Peach Tree, North.
I know! It's crazy. Peach Tree, I just moved here 3 weeks ago, and I'm like, this isn't helping me. I've seen at least 35 of them.
So if you have a, you know, GPS system, you wonder, is this really going to be able to read all this stuff, all the peach trees? I have no idea what possessed them. But anyhow, that's okay. Let's get down to business with you. It's always, you know, it's always fun to be able to make fun of something, isn't it?
It is, and it's fun to kind of see that word. It's just, you see it a lot.
Oh, you do. You just go, okay, they must have had a real tough time coming up with names. But anyway, it's just fun. I love the area. I love the people there, and I just think it's absolutely gorgeous. But let's get down to business with you, dear.
Yes.
The first thing that I'm looking at is you have a marvelous skill with communication. You have gone through some very, very dark times. And there have been times where it's so dark that when I'm looking at you, you don't even feel like you can cry.
Right. And I can't. I have a hard time doing it.
It's so dark that you're just drained. You just literally emotionally been drained. Now, in the past 2 to 3 years, that's been shifting. And there has been a slow but sure opening up of yourself. There's what I would describe as an emotional crust that bit by bit is falling off. And
oh,
you're
good.
Being able, you are finding yourself able to breathe. And it's as if your head is lifting up, your shoulders are back, and you're saying, I'm going to get rid of the whole crust. Because you realize that what you had adopted in the way of what I call perception and expectation were on the level of someone else's description, and
right.
You didn't have enough experience, nor did you have enough education, and you're not a stupid woman, but it just wasn't in your life experience. It just wasn't there. So
yeah.
You have been blossoming the past 2 to 3 years, and I want you to pat yourself on the back. Because you've always been gutsy, you have always been able to defend other people, but finally you've awakened to the fact that you're going to stand up for yourself, but in a way that represents you. My hat's off to you, my dear. You have earned every stripe you've gotten. I mean, you've earned your status. Now, you're no way plateaued at this time, but you are in a plateau patterning. You're not seeing what you want in results right here, right now. That's
right.
Okay. You need to have this foundation of yourself so solidly made, so solidly established, that when you start building the internal structure, you don't care if somebody knocks the walls down or whatever, the guts of you are right there, and boom, you can build up as fast as anybody could ever imagine.
Thank you.
This is what you are developing, a resiliency, an adaptability, and a resourcefulness that is going to enable you to touch the lives literally of thousands of people, and I will tell you how. You will be doing it as a consultant teacher, and you're also going to be volunteering time with people that are less educated than yourself. And I will put it in a very blunt combination of words. You're going to be kicking butt like you wouldn't believe. And you're going to do it, but you're going to be doing it because you sincerely care. And I'm not saying that in any way meant to be derogatory. Not at all. You're going to be such a straight shooter that people will go, oh, my goodness. Do you know what this woman said to me? They're going to say, mm-hmm. I don't know. They said, well, she's right. They said, well, I didn't need to hear that from you. I got enough of it from her, but I didn't need to hear it from you, too. So what's going to happen is that you are going to be able to nourish people in a way and manner that nobody nourished you because they didn't know how. And you are going to have, as a legacy of your life experience, those individuals that are going to be talking about you when you're long gone from this earth, saying, this woman inspired me. She wouldn't play any games with my head. She was just who she was. So all of the darkness you've gone through, dear, it has empowered you. But you've got to come to an understanding. You've got 5 years ahead of you that are going to be hard-working years. No shortcuts here. They don't exist. So whenever you work out your strategy, whether it's for working with money, if it's getting into a different vocational arena, I want you to remember, be attentive and alert to what really fulfills you and satisfies you. And from the time you were 3 years old, you have always loved teaching.
Yes, that's true, the exact age.
But you're not going to be an elementary school teacher.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I'm saying this because in you, you are of this time in your life, you enrich yourself. I want you to be totally selfish here. If you want to go and put $10,000 into your education, take out a loan for it, do it. If maybe going into another working environment that'll give you that education that you need, do it. I want you to invest in yourself.
Okay.
Because you have got such a phenomenal life ahead of you that you've got to do this for you.
Oh, great.
And stop making up excuses about not taking care of yourself physically. Listen, you've got some people in your family whose habits are atrocious.
Yes. And I didn't make excuses today. I was like, my two-year-old, and you're right.
Look, you be the example. You do this for yourself.
Yeah, and she's going to be fine.
Your two-year-old is going to... Boy, your two-year-old is sharp.
Yeah.
Your two-year-old is so savvy, it is not even funny. She can hold a conversation. And I'm seeing people say, she's not two. She's going on 20. But
yeah.
Don't play games with this kid. Be a straight shooter and set the standard. There's a woman I'd like to recommend you get some of her material. Her name is Marva Collins.
Okay.
Marva, M-A-R-V-A, Collins. She is a teacher. This woman, I just have such admiration for her. She is just a phenomenal woman. Look her up on the Internet.
Okay.
But anything you can get about what she's written, she's lectured all over the United States. This woman has a standard of excellence that I think is just unparalleled. She's just marvelous.
Wow. And you're exactly right, by the way. I'm a counselor right now. That's what I went to school for, and I just started in my field. So that's what I was calling to ask you, but you answered it before I asked.
All right, hon. Now I want to ask you, what kind of counseling?
I work with people's crisis situations right now.
All right. Now, this is very good.
Yeah,
this
like I work
excellent.
With special needs and autistic and crisis hotline and people who are dealing with, like, domestic abuse, stuff like that.
Okay. Now, I want you to expand your paradigm. I want you to try to find out about some of the top people in the country that are dealing with methods. I'd like you to research Dr. Richard Bandler's material, B-A-N-D-L-E-R, and there's so many other people I could recommend to you. But check out neuro-linguistic programming. I want you to expand your bandwidth.
Okay.
And this takes time, dear. This is not something that's done overnight.
Oh, yeah. You know how I think.
I know, and you're a very intelligent woman. I want you to be able to use it.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Now, be sure and tell your friends about the show.
I will. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Send me an email. Let me know what you think of the show and how you feel about it. And my email is Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. And I've got a newsletter, and if you want to be on that free newsletter list, I'll be happy to send it to you. Just go ahead and send me an email.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome, Casey. You have a magnificent day, and do good things for your life, because it's going to bless a lot of people. I want you to know that, and go for it.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I've got to go on break, hon. Take care. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back. Hey, those phone lines are open, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then join us along with David Icke, Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Danyon Brinkley, Sonia Coquette, and many more at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 13th to 16th at the LAX Hilton. Call the box office at 1-800-367-5777 or visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com for more information and discounted tickets.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller on the line, but I want to be sure and give out the telephone number as well as some other information before I go to the caller. Our telephone number is here toll-free at bbsradio.com, 877-876-5227, also worldwide, 888-815-9756. Now, don't forget, I'm going to, for those of you in L.A., I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton, and I'll be there for all 3 days, and I'm speaking on Friday the 13th. Don't you just love that coincidence? And Then I'll be talking about mind power. I'm also going to be giving demonstrations, and during that weekend, I'll be available for many consultations, and I will be down in Los Angeles doing private consultations for people as well. So if you're interested in more information either way, just give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, or go to the Conscious Life Expo website, and you can find out all kinds of good things there as well. By the way, I am looking for someone to assist me at my booth while I am at the expo, so if you would like to do that, then just give me a call. This, again, is in Los Angeles, and that number to call is 800-872-8852. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Sharon from California.
Karen from California. Well, welcome to the show. Where in California, Karen?
Riverside.
In Riverside. Okay, now what I'm looking at, Karen, is you're going to find yourself really having to pay attention to detail. This is not a time to be what I'd call an airhead. Not that you are an airhead, but when I'm using that description, that's sort of flighting from one thing to the other. You must stay focused. You need to keep things right in front of you. If you have to have a whiteboard and put up 10 priorities and anything else that happens to come in, that's fine. But you put those priorities up in front of you in big letters so that you look at them every single day and you remember and keep your focus where it's supposed to be. Because otherwise, I'm seeing too many things pulling at you where you're just not going to get things done. And it's absolutely going to drive you nuts. And 3 or 4 months will go by and you'll go, well, that was a big waste of time. Don't do that to yourself. You're going to be very, very unhappy, so you've got to stay focused. What question do you have for me today?
Well, I am hoping to pull together some energy here where I start bringing in some income on work that I've been doing. Are you picking anything good up on that end?
All right. One, I want you to take a different venue with this. You're doing work, you're expecting to bring in income, period. That's it. You need to ask yourself and perhaps some people around you what venues should be looked at, because there's no such thing as a free lunch. It doesn't happen. It just isn't going to work. There are no shortcuts here. So what you're doing at this time is developing relationships that whether or not they're going to be utilized in this moment, that is not the relevant issue. It's the communication and the establishment of credibility with the people that you interact with at this time. And one of the things that you must get past is a feeling of frailty. There needs to be a replacement of that sense of vulnerability, and we all have it. But it's the old adage of play the role until it becomes you. Because I think some people are picking up on you that you are just not as confident as you should be. There's no reason in the world why you shouldn't have an income coming in for yourself within 2 months. This is something, though, that you may not be looking in certain venues that you can approach. Don't be afraid to ask those people that are more knowledgeable than yourself for considerations, insights, maybe even some answers that you can utilize. If you do that, you will come out way ahead. Way ahead.
Okay, yeah, you're hitting it on the nose. I'm picking up within myself that need to stride more confidently. And
you're not begging. What you're offering is a service. You're offering something that should have value. If it has value and you do not believe in that value, that's what they're reading. And Karen, I'm sorry to have to cut you off, hon, but I'm out of time.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome, and much success to you. My goodness, time goes by so fast when you're having fun. And I just love doing this, and I love interacting with you. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about love and destiny. Appropriate, isn't it? This is the month that Valentine's shines. Well, I want to share something with you. Oh, well, I'll have to do it tomorrow. It's all about chocolate, so we'll talk about it tomorrow. But I want you to remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever forget that. You are your own being. You have the right to be who you really are. And that takes work. And in the process of discovering who you really are, you'll find adversity is your friend, not your enemy. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be right here on BBS Radio, same time, same place. Station number one, The Donna Siebel Show. I'll be waiting for you. Donna Siebel here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.